God
doing?
Really hard.
Yeah.
Because some of them are Christians in that situation.
Yes.
And so they're really in a very dangerous situation because one of the conditions that they allowed us into their homes was that we wouldn't know their names, we wouldn't put anything in the papers about them, we wouldn't take photos because it's too dangerous, because they're persecuted.
Yeah.
So it is a very, very difficult situation.
Yeah.
And I just say, I can only pray for them, not understanding where God is in all of this. And I have to be really honest with you.
Yeah.
Why do people have to be persecuted in this way?
Yeah.
It isn't until people realize that we can live together with different backgrounds and different circumstances, different beliefs, without killing each other.
Yeah.
That things will change.
Yeah. Thank you, Fiona, thank you. Now, I'm just wondering if there are one or two more questions from the floor. If anybody, Bev, could you just stand up? We've got a roving microphone here. Does anybody want to just any other questions? Fiona's very happily said she will field any questions anyone would like to ask. Just do raise your hand if anybody would just like to ask. Any other? Oh, there's one on a piece of paper. Ah, thank you, Mark. That's lovely. Any others just while we're...
We've all had enough.
Okay. Oh, my word. I think I know where this is from. Fiona, did Roy play Stan Laurel to Harry Secombe's Oliver Hardy once?
Yes, he did, actually, yes.
And if so, was he a fan of Laurel and Hardy?
Yes, he wrote a play, actually, which was shown up in the Lake District where Stan Laurel came from.
Right.
And Roy did a one-man performance of Stan Laurel.
Oh, wow.
At a theatre.
So he was quite, was he quite a follower of comedians and comics?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were good together because they actually did look like Laurel and Hardy, didn't they, when you think about it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to throw a question out here. This one wasn't written down. Harry Secombe, you mentioned Eric was quite a lively character, even in his kind of, you know, outside the stage. What about Harry? What was he like?
Harry was the kindest, loveliest, most wonderful person you could imagine.
Yeah.
Really loving and thoughtful. And he was Roy's best friend.
Yeah.
And best man at our wedding.
Yes.
And yes, they remained friends. Well, in fact, I'd only just had my first baby, and Roy was touring America with Pickwick, which was a musical, with Harry, and then just not long before Roy died, he did another version of Pickwick with Harry playing a different character.
Brilliant. Well, Fiona, really appreciated all you've shared with us. I'm just going to throw one more question, we've got one. Right, Bev, there is one just at the back there. Is that all right? We'll take one more and then just a closing question. Lovely. We've got our very own marathon runner here.
Yeah, come on, run. Come
on. Bev, thank you very much. Here we go. Ah, do your children follow the musical talent of Roy?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yes,
well,
go on.
They're all very musical, actually. There's one who is a professional musician. He plays saxophone, clarinet, flute, drums, keyboards, and so on.
Yeah.
He now lives in Dublin.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of recording and works freelance for loads of different people, mostly jazz. He's my youngest, Ben. My oldest, Daniel, he went to music college and he learned to play the trombone.
Oh, brilliant.
But actually he's the one who went to Cambodia, and he does
right.
He doesn't teach a lot of music, but he does choirs and various things.
Yeah.
Julia, my other daughter, she plays a guitar but won't.
Right. Yeah.
And my younger daughter, she plays trumpet and keyboard.
Yeah.
And she's very active in our church, and she often plays for worship.
Oh, Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, she's involved.
Sounds like it's good for you.
A very noisy family.
Any dancers in the family?
Oh, no. Right. Only me. They won't let me. I can play the castanets, but they never ask me.
Fiona, this really is the final question. Just reflecting what you've shared with us tonight, it could be there's one or two folks here who are thinking, Fiona, it's really interesting what you say, and I sort of believe in God, but I've never had this kind of experience you're talking about where God seems real, you seem to hear, have a sense of him speaking to you, and of just giving that peace in life. What would you say to somebody saying, it feels a bit like I'm looking in from the outside? What would you say to someone like that?
Well, there's a saying that you have to get it down from your head to your heart.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a reality. I think if anybody's feeling the way I felt, or even just has, if you have it in your head sort of mentally or academically,
yeah,
but not realistically,
yeah,
it might be a good idea to find somebody to pray with, but just to ask the Lord to enable you to let go. It was a letting go for me, and not a letting go of all my preconceived ideas about,
yes,
God and what he would do or,
yes,
what he was like, and just allow, say, come into my life.
Yes.
Jesus, come and take over,
yes,
my life. And it'll be amazing to see what happens,
yes,
and ask the Lord to fill you with his Holy Spirit,
yeah,
to give you to equip you with what you need to cope with life from day to day. But as I said before, with bereavement, there's no one way that works.
Yeah.
Some people are sort of wowed with it in a minute. Other people, it's a,
yeah,
gradual understanding.
Yeah.
To be honest, Rick, there's only one reason that I'm sitting here tonight.
Yeah.
And that is that I long for other people to know what life can be like once they find Jesus, because it's,
yeah,
totally transforming.
Yeah.
And if it's worked for me, I want it to work for other people.
Yeah.
Because I want them to know that there's a different way to live life.
Yeah.
Not by trying to be good, trying to match up, anything.
Yeah.
It's just a letting go and allowing God to,
yeah,
be God in your life wherever it takes you.
Yeah. Fiona, I think that's a wonderful note to finish on. I'd like, on behalf of us all, to say thank you. I know you've driven up here today. You're driving back tonight. You've opened your heart to us and shared your story in a really inspiring and honest way. We've really loved it. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Friends, can we just show our appreciation?
You've already done it.